Welcome to Building Your T-Shirt Empire, powered by ShirtAgency.com. Get ready to take a trip inside the apparel industry for the best tips, tricks, and interviews. And now, here's your host, Cole Lundstrom.
Hello, and welcome to Building a T-Shirt Empire. So this week, I wanted to do a quick episode where I basically just go over some of the coolest new products that are available so that you can find out how you can take your design to the next level. A lot of people are coming in and they're getting black shirts for summer and they're putting white ink on it. And I'm like, hold on, please wait. You can make your shirt so much cooler. So I wanted to highlight a few items that are definitely trending at the moment. First of which would be the totally awesome fast fashion design by Bella Canvas. They've got quite a few options in this line, but I specifically have been seeing the 8804 flying off the shelf. So this is a women's flowy muscle tee. It's got a cool little rolled cuff, and it's pretty much perfect for anyone style-wise. It's not overly tight, it's not too revealing, but it's totally trendy. So it's exactly what you want for somebody who just wants to be comfortable during summer. And the same world of Bella Canvas, they've come out with this black heather color that is just so much cooler than a stock black shirt. It's a full tri-blend, it feels awesome. And the color is just barely off from what a black cotton would be. And so you just have that like differentiator that your t-shirt is different. But Bella Canvas is not the only one with a cool new shirt. No, indeed. There is another competitor for the cool new addition to this year's lines. And that is the Keeper Tee by Alternative Apparel. It is so classic looking. It's a looser weave than you're used to. It's a 50-50 blend tee. But it's seriously like one of the last t-shirts you're ever going to want to buy. It's super breathable because of the loose blend. And it's also done in wrap certified factories, so you can be confident that it's being made at the highest labor standards. Once again, it's just like classic vintage looking tee. They have a pocket edition that I've been wearing for like 2 weeks practically. I don't even change anymore. It's just one Keeper tee. So other stuff. Once you have these new blanks sitting in front of you, what are you going to print on them? Obviously, you could go with water-based, discharge, or Plastisol inks, and all of those are well and good, but there are some new inks on the market that are definitely a little more exciting than your stock colors. The thing that we've been playing with the most lately, and we've seen it online being sold by a lot of people, including like Nike, is the Allure Galaxy ink. This is a reflective ink, and it's going to be capturing the light that's shown upon it. So, for example, if you wanted to do like a really subtle print, you could put "no pictures, please" on a shirt, take a picture with a cell phone camera, and magically it reflects back at the camera, and you've got like your secret message going out to the world for your social thingies, because you're social. So, this one specifically, the Allure Galaxy ink, is an HSA water-based reflective ink. It is the first HSA water-based on the entire market, and it's groundbreaking, mainly because it's already Nike approved. So literally any client that you're either printing for or any standard you're trying to hit for any retailer, you're already at Nike level with this ink. So it's like, it's great to print with, and it's great looking on a garment. It has an extremely high reflective quality, especially when it's exposed to concentrated beams of light. So like if you're jogging and it's early in the morning, the car headlights are going to make this thing really, really pop. And it's going to easily print on any normal shirt, cotton or cotton blend. So we've been playing with it a lot. We really like it. And I would say give it a go. Another thing I would do this summer if I was trying to make my line a little bit more interesting than a stock color is playing with foil, but trying to not be trashy with it. A lot of the foil we see, it's kind of obvious. It's like dollar signs and angel wings and gold and silver. But what's really nice is to do more mellow tonal foils. So for example, you could put a rose gold on a peach t-shirt and have like a really low-key item that you can sell at a really high price point. And the foil is still a bit of a pain to do. The way we do it is we screen print adhesive onto the shirt. And then once that is done, we heat press the foil on, let it cool down, and rip the foil off to have the final image. So it's not the cheapest route, But the foil looks really great when you class it up a little bit.
So you've added your incredible design made in some sort of foil or reflective ink, and you've got your unbelievable blank that's too trendy. And you're wondering, well, if I'm already selling this stuff to one of my customers, why am I not selling them something else? I mean, getting the first sale is the hardest part, right? And that is where I would strongly suggest the most ridiculous trend of the last year and a half, dad hats. These things are cheap. Even in small quantities, we're making them for about $9. Bigger quantities, it gets cheaper than that. And they sell for 20 or 25 pretty easily. And people are just putting tiny little embroidery designs. Sometimes they're even just ripping off emojis. And they look great. You get them in matching colors to whatever it is you're printing for this summer. And boom, you've got a whole outfit for your customers that they're going to absolutely love. You're going to be on trend and everything will look beautiful. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great week. Bye.